For many cattle producers, summer months are spent producing and harvesting hay and other forages, putting up feed to meet the winter nutritional needs of the cow herd. Now that cold temperatures are here, feeding that hay puts the investment to work. But strategizing feed delivery can ensure the nutrient requirements are met as economically as possible. Millborn product expert Mitch Peterson states dry grass or small grain hay typically meets the nutritional needs of cows in mid-gestation.
That can be a great energy source. It's maybe not going to beat you in a protein contest every year, but it is going to be a great fill. It's going to give you good rumen scratch, too, for your cows to keep them healthy.
Cows can utilize long-stem hay just fine, but to increase utilization and limit waste, producers might consider using a bale processor or grinder. Silage is another forage option used across the region, from corn, forage sorghum, and cereal grains. These forages typically increase ration palatability and intake, and because they're harvested with grain, can contribute additional energy on an as-fed basis. Another forage source, known as balage, is becoming more common to ensile forages outside the silo or bunker. Peterson offers insight on using balage in winter.
Once we cut into that tube, we want to kind of consistently be feeding those bales as we go. With the moisture in there, sometimes they can become quite heavy if it's negative 20. So we want to make sure once we know we're going to cut into that row of balage that we're feeding that consistently.
Peterson advises running nutrient analysis tests on harvested forages, working with a nutritionist, or utilizing feed balancing software to create rations meeting the needs of the cow herd. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.